turn to four different places in your Bible, but not all at the same time. If you've read all the Gospels, you know that they don't all tell the same details about the same events, and they don't all carry the same incidents. Some will deal with some and some won't. But this one episode in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ is told in all four Gospels. Matthew chapter 14. Let's go ahead and pray before we start reading so that we don't miss that opportunity to ask God to help us. Because while we're reading, the Lord will show us some things. And then we'll make really just one main comment about all this tonight that's so very important. Christian, why don't you pray for us? Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. When Jesus heard of it, that is the death of John the Baptist, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." that's the Clampets. You didn't know it was spelled that way, but that's exactly what it is. That's the pronunciation of V-I-C-T-U-A-L-S. It's victuals. Granny was right. But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but five loaves and two fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. That's a lot of people to feed with five loaves and two fishes. That's what happened. Notice here one of the interesting things. When it got late in the day, the disciples said to Jesus Christ in verse 15, "Send the multitude away." Turn to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. We'll pick this up in verse 36, because you already know some of what happened. Verse 36, "Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and bring them to eat?" Just so you understand the value of a penny in the parable in Matthew chapter 20 was a day's wage. So 200 penny worth of bread is going to be about a year's worth of salary. We're not talking about a small amount of bread to take care of this multitude. "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" He saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." So they scavenge around and come back. And when they knew, they say, "Five and two fishes." And he commanded them to make all sit down by the companies upon the green grass. And then you know what happens. He blesses it, he breaks it, he gives to the disciples, they give to the multitude, and there's 5,000 men besides women and children that are fed. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Verse 12. When the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, and we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For there were about 5,000 men, and he said unto his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so and made them all sit down, and then he feeds them. And they come up with 12 baskets of food remaining. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Verse 5, when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And he said this, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread, watch it, is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. So when they suggested to Jesus that they go into town and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, that was going to just be enough that everybody could have a little bit, a little bit. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here. So you see, when you put all this together, what's happened is they say, send him away. He said, well, why don't you guys feed him? And Philip, where are we going to buy bread and feed this multitude? See, that's how this conversation is going. And you're just getting bits and pieces, and you put it all together and you get the whole story. So he set them up because he already knew what he was going to do. Then he tells them, well, go see, go see. And they come back and they say, well, there's this kid here. You know, they had to rip this kid off. He's got 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Verse 9. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so that the men sat down in number about 5,000. He gave thanks, distributed to the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Watch it, verse 12. When they were, what's the next word? Filled. Not just a little. Filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. That's a big deal right there. And it's in all 4 Gospels. What Jesus Christ did here. So it's a very notable miracle. And one of the things about it doctrinally is these guys are in a desert place, which means they're out and away from town, and the Lord miraculously feeds them. That's what he's going to do for the Jews during the tribulation, because they're not going to be able to buy and sell. They're not going to have the mark of the beast. And so he has these miracles here as encouragement and evidence to them that with a little bit, he's going to get a lot done, take care of those Jews. So the point then of all this, there's a lot to be said here, but what happens generally with us as people, we look at something that the Lord wants to do. The Lord already knew what he wanted to do. We look at that and what we see is not possible. We see, send them away, let them take care of it. That way they can go get their own place to stay, they can buy their own victuals, and we won't have to fool with this. We've been busy all day dealing with you and your ministry and these healings and all this, so it's night now, make them go away. And that's how we are. But the Lord was moved with compassion on these people. You read that. The disciples weren't moved with compassion. They were like, we're closed for business. And the next thing that happened is they looked at that multitude and they sized up what it was going to cost at a minimum to give them something to eat. Not to fill them, just minimal. snack, not supper. And they said, man, this is 200 penny worth of bread. Who even knows if Judas Iscariot had that much money in the bag? Because he had already sent them out in Matthew 10 and said, you go out there and don't take scrip, don't take purse, don't take two coats, don't take two staffs, just one pair of shoes. You know, they're probably not carrying anywhere close to that. So what they see is they see big crowd, they see end of day, they see, you know, we've done enough. They see way too much money to feed all these mouths. They just see hassle, impossibility, too big, not enough. They see what we see. We have these missionary cards that get passed around, and the Russell's prayer request on their last card, if it's still in there, it may still be, was pray for the souls of Mexico. And I'm like, dude, you know, you'll be lucky if you win three or four souls to Christ in the next 5 years while you're learning the language, and you want us to pray for all the souls of Mexico? You know, but that's how we are. Big crowd. One guy. Not enough money. No can do. Send them away. This little lad that they found in verse 9 of John chapter 6, there's a lad here. You know, it's kind of funny. They say, go and see what you got. So the kid comes up there with them, which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? They're nothing. They're so insignificant. They're so small. And besides that, he's just a kid. Look at verse 11. Jesus took the loaves. The lad was there with the five loaves and the two fishes. He didn't consider that the little bit he had, like the disciples. He didn't consider the crowd. He didn't consider the cost. He didn't consider the impossibility. Just somebody was hollering out there, the disciples, anybody around here got some food? And the kid comes up and, I got some food. And so you come here with us. You come here with us. Go to Jesus. You know, the little loaves and the two little fishes. And the Lord took that. That's the coolest thing in the world. That little bit was acceptable to God. The widow was in the treasury. Everybody's passing, you know, big money, big dudes, and the widow comes in. It's just two little mites, and that got the Lord's attention. And he said, that's the greatest gift given, because she gave all her living. The little kid just had the little thing, and the Lord said, I'll take that. I'll take that. And then he blessed it and broke it. He already knew what he was going to do. He didn't even need the five loaves and the two fishes. He's Jesus. I mean, you know, we can cut one of the heads of Leviathan and just make it rain manna down here. You know, I mean, he could turn the stones into bread. There was one little kid with one little bit of food, and he said, I'll take that. That's an awesome, awesome encouragement. Why? Because our attitude, we're going to leave church tonight after we pray, and you know what we're going to all do? It's time to go home. Send the multitude away. We're tired. We've been doing this all day. And furthermore, to win this world would take millions of dollars. The task is too big. And you know what the Lord said in there? Do you have a little something I could use? Do you know, just put what little you have in the Lord's hands. Don't worry about, he has compassion on the crowd. Don't worry about how big the task is. Don't worry about how much it's going to cost. Just, do you got a little something? Just put that in his hand. Let him bless it. let him break it, and he can accomplish great things. He'll take it. Way greater things than you could do with much more provision. The disciples said it's going to take 200 pennyworth of bread, and the Lord said it's just going to take 5 loaves and a couple of fishes.
Amen.
And he'll do more than you could possibly imagine with it. What is that, they said, among so many? Well, it was enough to feed the multitude and have 12 baskets filled with fragments. I look at that and I think about our church. You heard about the missionaries, and I think of the sadness mixed with the joy that the Lawrences experienced in Germany. That was a sad prayer request. I saw it in the car. I've been praying for them, because you know the excitement, you know the anticipation, and then what happened was so contrary to what they expected. And they're already on the mission field, and they've got a great view of that. And I think about other things like the Diomes, and they don't get to see their grandchildren on a regular basis. They're in the Philippines. Their families are here. I think about the SEALs going back down to Yucatan, and one of their prayer requests is, just pray for our children and our grandchildren. You know what I read in that prayer request? Pray for our hearts are breaking that we don't get to see our children and grandchildren every day. We're back down here after 30 years of already doing this in the Yucatan. You know, we could easily say, send the multitudes away. He came to us and he said, I'm not going to need much on deputation. I've already got a retirement income or a pension. I just need a little bit more so we can do something in the ministry, and we'll go back down there and we'll do what. And I think to myself, God took that. God took that. You may think of yourself as so insignificant with the little bit more you could do for missions or the little bit you could do as a person if God called you. It's huge to God. Just put it in his hand and let him do something with it. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, whole and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable sacrifice. You can't imagine what God could do with that little bit. Just offer it to him, and if he wants it, he'll take it. You'll be amazed later what he's done with it that will fulfill the need of his own compassion on the multitudes that only he could handle. It was a far greater task than the disciples could do. The crowd was too big and the cost was too high. That's the way we see it, but that's not the way the Lord sees it. He sees it totally different. You got a little bit? I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll bless it, I'll break it, and I'll get something done with it, and you'll be shocked at what I've done with it. Father, we're very thankful tonight to see a very plain and yet very profound episode in the life of your son while he was here on the earth. God, help us to be like that lad who, we don't care about the size of the crowd, the task, or the cost. We just got a little bit, we'll put in your hand, let you do something with it. But we ask you to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.